Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Monday, you know what that means. Malcolm Ballinger is here.
Good morning.
Malcolm, with Ballinger Publishing. Big day today, President's Day, the Monday after Valentine's. It was either a wonderful weekend or not. Depending.
Yeah.
So how are you?
Well, I'm good. I did make the ultimate mistake on Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
And I should have known because...
What did you do this time?
Well, last year, I sent Carrie... there were actually lilies in a bowl, and I ordered them online.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that these companies, they sort of call a local company and have them delivered.
Right.
Well, they don't. They were shipped from I don't know where and got there 2 days late.
Oops.
So this year, they bugged me all year with a credit because I called and complained. They gave me a credit, so I figured I'd use the credit and give them another chance. Surely, they wouldn't do it again.
No.
Well, it still hasn't arrived.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
I think the lesson from that is, and above all, I should know because I've talked so often about supporting local business.
And then we have wonderful local florists, yeah, Malcolm.
I promise I'll give you a list. Yeah, I will not make that mistake again. But
I'll give you a list.
I just, you know, I was, as you are, your desk, you're busy, and figure, well, I must do this to make sure that that it gets delivered. Or, you know, I was concerned the local shops would be out of flowers. And,
mm-hmm. you
know. Anyway, mistake made, lesson learned, and will not happen again.
Okay, well, you know, shop local.
Let that be a lesson to all, just again.
Shop local, absolutely.
Shop local.
Okay. All right, so we're going to put that in the past. There's
yes.
always hope for the future.
Yes.
And, you know, there is a thing called just giving your loved one flowers for no reason, which is always very well received, just giving you a little hint there, my friend.
A little surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's especially nice when the person you love comes home and says, I was thinking about you today, and I just got these flowers to make your day.
I guess first question would be, what are you after?
Oh, you're such a cynic. Gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I couldn't resist that.
Oh,
but, of course, there will be a surprise when they arrive today or tomorrow or who knows when they actually
arrive. True. Okay, well, they're on their way, so that's the good news.
But for Valentine's Day, we went to PensaCon.
Oh, good. How was that? I was out of town this weekend, so I wasn't able to go, and I hated missing it. How was it this year?
It was, as always, colorful, and lots of costumes that, frankly, I didn't recognize most of them, but I did recognize there was a gentleman dressed as the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was living the role, too. I mean, he was acting out.
That's kind of scary to me. So I get scared by those folks. I like the Darth Vaders and the Star Wars stuff.
Well, I
didn't
see Darth Vader. I don't know if he was there or I didn't see him. But I usually see him wandering around town.
Yeah.
And there's usually numerous Princess Leias. Maybe that's too tame now. They have to be. Lots of people with red hair and blue hair and pink hair. And makeup and masks and...
Well, they had a lot of celebrities this year. I mean, the show has been around, I think, 10 years now. Is it on their 10th or 11th year?
I believe it's the
10th. 12th, 10th, yeah. Somewhere in there. Yeah. So I remember when it started, and it was such a great idea, but a lot of us thought, well, this won't last. Well, we were so wrong. It has taken off, and now it's one of the best Comic-Cons around. People come from all over for this.
Alas, I didn't get to see Hayley Mills.
I would have liked to have seen her, yeah.
As I think I mentioned, she was a... childhood crush.
Absolutely. Yeah. She was as cute as she could be.
But I did see Lou Diamond Phillips.
Who I
remember from, was he in the Buddy Holly story or one of those?
Well, he was in a...
La Bamba.
Yeah, and he was in a cop show too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
One of the co-stars of...
Yeah. Oh, and of course, Young Guns, which was...
Oh, yes.
If you have a great sound system at home, that's a wonderful movie to play because it's bang, bang, bang. Bullets coming from everywhere.
That sounds good. Yeah, they had Priscilla Presley was there.
Yeah, I didn't get to see her. I suppose. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, they were getting people from all over. And the guy that used to help on Home Improvement, he came into the Cat Country Studios on Friday.
Oh.
And, of course, I just blanked on his name, Alan something. But anyway, yeah.
Mm.
You'd recognize him if you saw the face.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. It was fun. I mean, it was good to see, as obviously it's not yours or my scene. However, it was great to see people getting into it and having a good time.
Oh, the energy is so up. Yeah. So I mean, fun.
Yes.
And I was laughing because I was, when I was leaving town and I was driving and I drove past the Civic Center, I thought, what is going on? And then I realized it was all the Pensacon people outside waiting to get in and stuff. And it was a very hilarious, that would be a great picture because it was hilarious, all the different outfits and costumes and age ranges. And I mean, it's for everybody. So it's not like just young people. We see people of all ages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We parked at my office parking space on Jefferson and Garden and walked to the Bay Center. And there were even there, there were just all kinds of people dressed in costumes, just all over the street by the cemetery.
Well, it's a great event for the community because so many of the restaurants, we had Great Southern on the other day, and they were doing things over at Fish House, and the airport goes intergalactic for the week. And I mean, everybody really supports it, but it is great for the economy because they said they had, I think, 40,000 people come to this thing last year. So it's not a small event anymore, and they've already got a lineup for next year. So it's going to be very exciting. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm, just text it in, 850-437-1620.
On the other end of the spectrum, I was at the symphony on Saturday night.
Oh, how was that?
Well, no, that's probably unkind to say that. That's not at the other end of the spectrum.
Not necessarily.
No, yes. Sorry, I should not have.
Well, hold that thought, and we'll talk about the symphony when you get back. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our expert in the house is Ballinger Publishing's Malcolm Ballinger. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
So you were going to tell us you went to the symphony over the
weekend.
I went
to the symphony.
And how was that?
It was wonderful. It was one of the concerts, I look forward to all of them, but the one I especially look forward to is, of course, New Year's Eve, but also the Pops concerts.
Mm-hmm.
It was a James Bond theme.
Oh, how fun. There's some great music from those movies.
The Goldfinger.
Yeah, classics.
Yes, and had they had a couple of Broadway performers who sang Goldfinger.
Oh, sure. There's all kinds of hit songs from them. Tina Turner had a hit song from the show.
Yes, I was just trying to think of the name.
I can't think of the
name
of the song.
And it was really entertaining. I've said this many times, but the orchestra really has reached, I think, a new level under Peter. And they just do a great job.
We have such professional companies here, and I'm not saying that lightly. For a smaller town, a smaller venue, we really have amazing artists across the board, from the opera to the symphony, ballet, Pensacola Little Theater. I mean, there's so many good arts organizations here who've really worked hard to elevate themselves to a professional level.
And by the way, it was a sold-out audience, so that that shows the popularity and the quality.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, good for you. You've been very busy. Pensacon, the symphony.
Yes, yes. It was a busy weekend, but enjoyable weekend.
Well, good. So you brought in, it looks like, the new Pensacola magazine.
Yes. And first of all, I've got to mention, because Kelly and Morgan say to me, you don't mention it enough. Excuse me. The wedding contest.
Yes. That's coming up,
deadline
right?
is coming. It is our April issue. And you, if you were married recently in Pensacola, you could be the cover of Pensacola magazine.
How fun. Okay, so what do you have to do?
All you have to do is send your pictures to, there's two. You can send them to info@ballingerpublishing.com or weddings@ballingerpublishing.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send them directly to me, malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com. I won't look at them. I pass them along because I don't get involved in the judging.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I always mention is, remember that it'll be the front cover,
mm-hmm.
so you want to make sure that the picture, the photo is framed so
vertical.
That so that it makes a good cover.
Like a portrait kind of portrait shape to it.
And the bride always, of course, I guess I shouldn't have to say this, the bride should be the focal point. The groom, well, he's kind of there because he has to be.
Right.
And he can be in there if you like, mm-hmm. but we want to see the bride.
Okay. All right. So hopefully.
Not always the groom, by the way. I remember one year we had a young lady, beautiful young lady, sitting on the steps at, I think it was Fort Barrancas.
Oh, no kidding.
In a beautiful white dress, yeah.
Oh, my, I mean, here you have so many beautiful, I mean, I have seen so many beautiful beach wedding photos, sunsets. Oh, my, there's so many possibilities on the sand.
And I should mention that, excuse me, I should mention that everybody who enters has their picture in Pensacola magazine.
Oh.
We show all of the entrants.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then there's, of course, the cover winner, the first runner-up, second runner-up. Get half a page each, and then there's every other one is featured. So even if you don't win, you get your picture in Pensacola magazine.
So out of curiosity, is there a does it have to be a wedding that's either happened last year or this year, or can it be
yes,
something from the past, or does it need to be current?
No, it's got to be current.
Okay.
Yes, from last year.
Okay, from 2024, and, maybe beginning of 25.
And a wedding in the Pensacola area.
Okay.
We like to keep it local.
Okay.
Local brides.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, in the back of the magazine this month, Berry Jewelers has a full-page ad, but I love the photo because it's the bride and groom and their two dogs.
Yes. Now, they could enter that.
Because that's a great picture.
Or enter a photo. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you could have flower girls in it. You could have your bridesmaids. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to just be the couple, right? It could be. Or is it you prefer the couple?
Well, isn't the bride? It's kind of the bride's
okay.
day. You've got to have bride front and center.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, other people can, you know, be attendant, but the focal point has to be
the bride.
The bride.
Perfect. All right. So just send those in to either info@ballingerpublishing.com, or you can send it to malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com.
Yes, and I'll pass it along.
Perfect. Okay. And what's the deadline on that again?
That's a good question. I think it's coming up. I think it's March 15th.
Okay.
Sometimes we change the date a little, but I think it's March 15th. Anyway, the best thing to do is get them in now, and then you won't have to worry about
that's
the
right.
deadline
just
date.
Send them on in now. Yes. Okay, very good.
Yes.
All right, so the cover of this month's Culture and Lifestyle, Pensacola Magazine, is beautiful.
I know you're not a sailor.
That's not true.
Oh, we do?
No.
You are a sailor?
Yes.
I did not realize.
Yes. I don't have my own boat, but I have sailed a bit in my time. Learned how to sail when I was a kid.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You know how to top the mainsail? Mainsail, is it? Whatever?
The rudder and the stern and the bow and the all. Let me clarify this.
Yes. Now, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, I took sailing classes in high school. I took sailing in high school, and then we had sailboats when my folks lived in St. Simon's Island.
Oh.
So I learned how to sail. You know, sail there.
Sorry,
misjudging. But I'm not a current member of the Pensacola Yacht Club. I wish I was, but I am not.
Hmm.
But I'm fascinated by the whole, I'm so excited about the new Sail Pensacola and our the America's Cup being here. And we have Foiling Week coming up, which is super exciting. We had Tim Reichon, who's been speaking at a lot of the local chamber breakfasts and around the community, and just talking about how incredible this entire event's going to be. And the foiling is a whole specific type of boat, and it's just incredible what they can do. And the pictures that you have in the magazine are really, really capture the excitement of the moment. But we are now going to be on the international map as a place that with American Magic being here, which is super exciting. So do you sail, sir?
No. I wasn't brought up close to the ocean. Mm-hmm. So, but since I've been to Pensacola, I've been out in the Gulf and fished and been on a few boats. My idea of a great sailing trip is to have a chest of beers and put my feet up and
let somebody else do the work
and clean the boat when we get back.
On that note, we're going to take a break. We're going to put our feet up for a minute, but we'll be back. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for Malcolm about sailing, why don't you text it in? 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
This is Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, 850-437-1620, talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. We're talking a little bit about sailing and the new issue of Pensacola Magazine. Don't forget to get your entries in. If you have a wedding photo from this year, send it in. You might find yourself on the cover of the April issue, which would be way cool.
Yes.
But we were talking about the sailing, the American Magic being here. It's very exciting that this is coming to Pensacola.
And also, we have Mardi Gras coming up, and there's a great article about the history of Mardi Gras. You know, I did not realize until I read this article that our Mardi Gras went back pretty much as far as, when the Spanish colonized this part of the world.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it, it's a celebration of, I just went blank.
It is the celebration of, is it that before Lent? Or after Lent? I guess I should know this.
I should know this too.
Yes, we should.
Now we're in trouble.
Hang on a second. Aren't we the expert panel?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes.
But
I believe it's the big hurrah before Lent.
I think, yes. Yes.
That's what I believe.
You go, go into excess before Lent.
There's nothing like dead air on the radio. we'll just move right along.
Well,
we have lots of events coming up this weekend, especially.
If you don't think we're live, you know now.
Now you know that we are live.
Yes.
But we do have the big parades are coming up this weekend, so that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Navarre Crew of Jesters Parade is going to be in Navarre on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The 4th annual Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade was this past Sunday, which I heard was a big success. And we have, let's see what else we've got coming up. Crew of Lafitte Eliminated Mardi Gras Parade, February 28th at 7:30. That's the nighttime parade. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things to look forward to. So we've still got some parades and events coming up for Mardi Gras.
Yes, something for all the family.
And all of this is in this issue of Pensacola Magazine, as well as a history of the event. And some great pictures, some photos from the past.
Yes.
Y'all do a great job, really, in a lot of these
Well, I've got to
articles.
Give kudos to my staff.
They do a great job.
You know, I've said this several times. I really don't get too involved in the editorial anymore because Kelly does such an incredible job, Kelly and staff. So
just
let those do it that can do it well.
There you go. Talking today with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing, on Pep Talk this morning. Thanks, Malcolm, for being here on President's Day. And we'll be back shortly right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. And Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing has agreed to stick around this half hour because there's so much to talk about happening in Pensacola and around the world. But we wanted to talk a little bit this morning about President's Day. So good morning to you again, Malcolm.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here hanging out with me this morning.
Yeah, happy to stay.
Yay.
I enjoy our little Monday mornings. That Monday always sort of gets me hyped up and I'm ready to go.
It's the perfect song. And
yes.
Today is President's Day. So there are some folks that are off today, which is nice. I always think it's interesting. We were talking a little bit during the break about how little a lot of the young folks now know about our history. So President's Day is kind of cool because really originally it was Washington's birthday.
Yes.
Which was February 11th. And then there was Lincoln's birthday on February 12th.
Mm.
And so then I think it was a few years back. I had it up here a minute ago. They decided to combine them. So the whole President's Day, the whole Washington's Day birthday was established by Congress in 1885, if you can believe that. And then I think the uniform holiday was mandated. Let's see, took three holidays and put them together to make President's Day.
Sometime in the 60s, was it?
I'm looking that up
recent.
Right now. Yeah, I want to say it might have been during Clinton's era, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
As recently as that. So it's kind of interesting. We have this federal holiday and the day off. So generally, you know, all the government offices, post office, that kind of thing are all closed
yes.
today.
However, the schools are open today.
Yeah, some of the schools are
yes.
open in Escambia because they're making up the snow day,
yes.
if you can believe that.
Well,
we had a real snow day here in Pensacola.
It's a good good deal for the kiddies because they got 4 days off and they're only having to do one in return.
Yeah, yeah,
four exactly. for one is a good deal.
Absolutely. So that's kind of nice. But the typical closures that you have on a federal holiday, and some of us have to come into work and some of us don't.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Now, talking about snow, on page 12 of Pensacola Magazine are some pictures of Pensacola taken by and large from the air, from a drone. And we were all there. We saw it.
Uh-huh.
But it's a little different perspective.
When you're looking down on all of Pensacola, there's one shot of downtown where they, what's the restaurant that's right down there by the end of Palafox?
Jacko's.
Jacko's.
Yes.
Right there at the end where it has the circle.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And it's all white.
Mm.
It's just hard to believe. I still look at it and I find it hard to believe.
Do you know what I think is the best picture? Sort of sort of evokes some emotion for me. I don't know quite why, but is the 12th Avenue.
The trees.
The trees, yeah.
Beautiful. It shows the trees.
Oak Alley, I guess.
Yeah, when you go up north on 12th Avenue before you get to where it turns into Fairfield and all that, there's that beautiful. It looks very antebellum. It's that. The cascade of trees.
Yes,
it
exactly.
looks like there should be a plantation at the end of it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so you have those trees. But here in this picture, you have all the white snow, but then the oak limbs are all covered in white.
So it puts me in mind of England, actually,
Yes. Oh, well, see, that makes sense to me, for sure. My favorite thing, having worked on the beach for a couple of years, when I saw the photos, there was one photo that showed the crystal blue waters of the Gulf, and then you had snow right up to the water. There was no sand. It was just snow. Never seen that before. I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere. That was beautiful.
Well, we won't be around for the next one.
Well, unless something drastically changes.
Well, didn't they say some of those floods were 500-year floods that seem to happen every other year?
Lately, Well, this 100-year snow, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it might be a 2-year snow.
But, you know, I saw a documentary this weekend on Netflix that makes me think of that. It's this guy, I don't know if you've heard of him, as a billionaire, multimillionaire, Brian Johnson. Have you ever heard of this guy?
No.
Fascinating documentary. He is devoting his life now to extending his life. So he's doing everything that you can do to reduce his age. So it's really remarkable because he was a high-tech guy, I guess.
Any tips?
Well, he gets up in the morning at 4:30, so I'm out.
Well, I was going to say, that'll take years off your life, won't it?
I'm out. That's not happening.
I think he's got that wrong.
Well, yeah, and he does he has a whole regimen of vitamins and medications that he takes that are, you know, I don't even know. I mean, the list is endless, but he takes about a 40 to 100 in the morning and all throughout the day, about 400 medications, not medications, like supplements and vitamins and stuff. Mm. And he does all these different medical procedures and he works out for an hour. And so his sort of before and after picture, he does look great and he does look younger, but he's doing it all now. He's got the millions of dollars to do the statistics on it and the studies and the tests.
Is any surgery involved?
Not yet. It's all natural. I mean, everything that he's doing, but he's got a lot of machines helping him. He has a machine that he can put on his stomach that has 20,000 sit-ups that simulates that. I mean, it's wild, but the guy's he's doing it with these age researchers from MIT and other things, and he's putting the money in, millions of dollars, to do all of this. But it's interesting because he has now officially, according to his numbers, taken 5 years, added 5 years to his life so far. And his goal is to never die.
Well, I wish him luck.
Right? So the next thing he just recently did was he went somewhere and spent millions of dollars and got some genetic therapy and injects it, and also getting the plasma of his son. So if you have younger plasma, it helps your body rejuvenate. It's fascinating. Yes. So if you get a chance to watch it, it's fascinating. But speaking of not being here in 100 years, made me think of this.
I don't want to get into a deep conversation, but I would say this, that extending the life of the body is all well and good, but what about the mind? I think naturally, as we age, our mind adjusts to the prospect of dying. So that when you get to an advanced age, in many cases, people welcome or are not so afraid of it. I think that the mind has a way of adjusting. I have no scientific knowledge, just an observation. Great to work on the body, but you've also got to work on the mind, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting about that, and he actually broaches that subject in this documentary, and a lot of the plasma and a lot of things that he's doing directly affects the circuitry in his mind, too.
Oh.
So it's very, very interesting. But I think you're right, because my mind says, I'm tired.
Yeah.
As you start, as you get older, you just don't have the same energy that you used to.
I think as we go through life, we suffer setbacks, grief, experiences that can make us jaded. And particularly as I think as we get older, it becomes maybe more difficult to sort of carry that load.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's a way that the mind is conditioned, for want of a better word, to... For old
age.
To
let go.
Because if we love life so much, it would be the last, when you get to 90, it would be a tough time.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on that note, be thinking about that. If you have a thought or comment.
Aren't we supposed to be an upbeat show?
We are. This is. Yeah. I find it fascinating, the idea of living forever. We got to go to break. We're going to take a quick break here. If you have some thoughts on this, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Malcolm this morning. We'll be back in a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Malcolm Ballinger this morning from Ballinger Publishing. And we got into a bit of a conversation about President's Day and honoring the birthdays and everything. And then this fellow, Brian Johnson, his Netflix documentary is The Man Who Wants to Live Forever. So he's spending millions of dollars to extend his life through. It's not medication so much, but just his whole physical regimen, the things he's eliminated from his diet, from his environment.
Yeah, processed foods.
Yeah, processed is gone.
Refined
all that
sugar.
Stuff. He does these special drinks every day. But you were just telling me about something that you said, because I do vitamins.
Yeah.
To stay healthy.
I think most of us do now.
I mean, I do fish oil and that kind of thing.
What I've been taking now for, I think back probably 20 years, is ubiquinol, which is an active ingredient from CoQ10.
Huh.
And I think that's helped. You know, sometimes with these supplements, it's hard to know what is sort of mental placebo and what really works.
Right.
But I think it's helped me stay fairly active and vital. So it's one worth looking up. Ubiquinol.
Ubiquinol. Okay.
Ubiquinol.
I bet that's on his list because he takes a whole litany of things. To help. So it's melatonin, all kinds of things.
But things like, vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that 70% of all the population is deficient at some level in D.
That's very true.
And I took the test and I was very deficient. And so I've been taking D. I think all of these things have kind of made a difference, I think.
Well, it doesn't hurt. Right?
No.
I would think that it'd be anything you can do to supplement your
If you don't need it,
system.
Your body will flush it out.
Right, and I do vitamin C, the emergency, every day.
Mm.
It's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Do you know what else I think is really good for your health?
Yes.
Is beer.
I knew this was going to take a turn. How
beer,
did I know
beer.
That this was going to take a turn? I'm not even going to go there.
A beer a day keeps the doctor away.
Among other things. Well, some swear that a glass of wine a day is good for you. It just depends. There's some of us that it's not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people that have a different reaction to it. But I guess anything in moderation, put it that way.
Well, yes, I was going to make the point that
it's just your definition of moderation that's important. My definition of moderation is not what somebody else's might be.
Yes. Well, you could live to be 1,000, but if you don't enjoy life, does it really mean that much?
I wouldn't want to be in a wheelchair. I mean, I wouldn't want to be. The way he's going at it is this idea of being vibrant and alive and very, very healthy and all that. So that's, if you could have the body of a 30-year-old and be 130, that's a whole different story. Because then you could have multiple careers and families and I mean, it could be very exciting. Mm.
Do you think when we get to be 130, do you think we'll still have listeners on a Monday morning?
I don't know.
Do you think they'll have put us out to...
If we're still talking about this, probably not.
Yes. We'll tune us out.
Right. Well, that's the question, too. There's so many of those things that...
if anybody out there has a magical
supplement... Yes, if you found something that's helping you, text it in.
Please tell us.
Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And sometimes I'm not as much of an expert on Mondays as I should be. So Sweet Catherine sent in and reminded me that Washington's birthday is actually February 22nd. So that was my error. They were combining his and Abraham Lincoln's to make the day today, February 17th. So thank you for sending that in. I appreciate it. All right. So,
but above all, I must say that I think activity is, I think that the best way to stay vital. You know, I always say if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So they now say if you can get 5,000 steps a day in, which is about, 2.5 miles or something, 3 miles maybe, then you can stave off a lot of issues. And of course, if you can do more, I try to do 10.
I have my little Fitbit. I try to do 10.
Yes, me too. I don't get to 10 all the time. Mm-hmm. I played golf yesterday and did yard work and got to 15,000.
Very
good. So that kind of carries me for a day and a half.
Yeah, very. Well, no, that was supposed to be the one day.
No, we have carryovers in my book.
No. So you can't do that with sleep either. You can't make up sleep, they say. You can try, but once you lose it, it's lost. You got to get that good night's sleep, get a little exercise in. All these things that we've been hearing our whole lives. I don't know why I resist so much, but it's true.
Yes. I'll look forward to our 50th year in doing the show together in whatever year that is.
But I suspect at that point there won't be radio. We'll be doing like ESPN.
There'll always
tele,
be radio.
Kinda, you know.
There'll always be radio. There'll always be magazines.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. We're going to streaming and we're on the computers now all the time. I never would have guessed I'd be carrying my phone around all day, every day, 20 years ago.
Well, true.
Right? I mean, I had no idea. It wasn't even something. I mean, 40 years ago, wasn't even, you were lucky you had an extra line in your bedroom.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
I had the old dial phone.
Yes, yeah. I had a prince. I was so excited when I got my princess phone. Ooh, I'm aging myself. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Have you got any hints that's helping your health? Text them on in at 850-437-1620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger stuck around with us this morning, and I'm so happy that he did. So thanks for being here. We had a nice listener, Nancy. She said, so glad that Malcolm is staying around for another hour or so. So thank you, Nancy, for sending that sweet text in. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, yes, so thank you.
That was very kind.
Yes, so we've been talking about all kinds of nothingness. Interesting stuff.
You know, it's amazing how we can talk about nothing.
You and I, that combo.
Here's something.
Okay.
There's an article on page 27, which is called Painting the Town.
This is in Pensacola Magazine,
and
by the way.
And if you drive around town, you've seen these. The one I remember most is on Branca Street as I drive home. I always look at that on the right-hand side as I'm driving home.
Well, now, which one page are you on?
I'm on page 28.
Okay, you have to describe what you're looking at.
I'm looking at the top one, the joy of flight.
Oh, okay. Oh, the murals you're talking about in town.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
they're beautiful. And I'm seeing them everywhere now. There's a beautiful one that I just noticed the other day on West Garden Street, and you've got a photo of it in the magazine. That is just beautiful. We're seeing them everywhere now.
Yes. And I have not seen the American Magic one. I must look for that. That looks very interesting.
Yeah, that's beautiful as well. Well, I also, every day I go past the graffiti bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, the artists, I hate it when I see these beautiful creations and then they're gone the next day. But they did some of the most beautiful artistic murals on the graffiti bridge. It's changing constantly, but some of them are really, really quite outstanding.
Yeah. Well, it's creative, and it just sort of makes it interesting just to drive around town and to see the creativity of these artists.
We have a wonderful artist community here.
Yes, we do.
We really do. And so to see these murals everywhere, and if you know of one that you've seen and you have the address, text it to us at the Pep Talk text line at 850-437-1620.
If we have time, the one on West Garden, are you talking about the hands?
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
That is incredibly talented.
It's beautiful.
I mean, that could almost be a hand that would reach out and touch you.
Well, it's done by the Pensacola State College alumni and the classmates of the artist who attended the college. It's a graphic design student, apparently.
Mm.
So, such a great city that we live in. So many wonderful things to do. We've got the Foiling Week coming up. We've got Mardi Gras parades coming up.
Looking forward to it.
All of it's happening, and you can find out about all of it in Pensacola Magazine.
I suppose we should mention Pensacola Magazine again. That's really the object of the show.
Well, I'm trying to help you, Malcolm.
You can go to PensacolaMagazine.com or BellingerPublishing.com and read online.
All right. Thank you for sticking around this morning with me, Malcolm. I really appreciate it.